honestly, I came with no real expectation. I just wanted to come here to embrace the experience, whatever that experience might be. I didn't want to rent a property without actually seeing it myself. So I came, I signed into a hostel, and I stayed there for four nights, and I just had this feeling that I would meet someone or something would come up that would allow me to find a contact that would let me live in a property. I had this feeling that I would find someone that would let me live in a property or for me to rent somewhere. And in the first day, I met my friend Marina, and she was telling me that she was living in a nice place and that there was a spare room and that I should check it out. And that's what I did. And I'm living there now with a cat, which I think is going to attack me. So I get nervous around it. So easy to meet people. I ticked the box, well, not in my application, I ticked the box to have a buddy. And so my buddy, she came to meet me at the train station. And so as soon as I arrived in Belgium, I had a local person to help me get to where I needed to be. People at home in England, they're more reserved. So in conversation, it's more, just tell me what you need and that's it. There's no conversation on from that, really. It's not always, but mostly. I went for a walk along the river, and I'm a real lover of birds, so I walked along there for a few minutes. I think it was a few days ago, and I'd like to explore that more. Actually, motorbikes being on the pavements, that shocked me, because one day I was just walking along and someone asked for directions, and so I leant over in the bike lane, I didn't know, and this motorbike came right past me, and I was just so shocked because, well, they're not allowed on the pavement at home. I prefer to study in a school environment because I found that if I study in my room, I associate it with doing my schoolwork, and it makes me nervous. So I prefer to separate rest and work. So I like to go into one of the computer rooms here.